KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies, 67 degrees. We look for it to be variably cloudy today with any scattered rain activity ending this morning but redeveloping this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Radar shows some very widely scattered light sprinkle activity across parts of western Iowa this morning. In the news, a call about a family dispute in Red Oak early this morning resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on a Harrison County warrant. Police responded to the 400 block of Jennifer Circle, and while they were on the scene, made contact with 37-year-old David Allen Baker of Omaha. Baker was found to have had a warrant out for his arrest for violation of a no-contact or protective order. He was taken into custody at around 5:24 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Baker was being held without bond. Officials of the Stewart Police Department late last night posted on their social media page that at around 9 p.m. Sunday, a local juvenile reported being followed at 7:30 p.m. Sunday by a white van for a few blocks near the post office. The juvenile, who was with a friend at the time, also reported that as the van passed the two juveniles, a female passenger in the van took photos of them. The van never stopped, nor did the occupants attempt to make contact with the juveniles, and it left in an unknown direction of travel. Out of abundance of caution, officials say they're passing that information along to the community. Authorities say there is no indication that the occupants were attempting to commit a crime. However, their behavior was suspicious. Again, the occupants of the van never stopped or tried to communicate with the juveniles, and no other reports of similar incidents have been reported. Officials said also that we do not wish to create any unnecessary panic in the community. The van was reported as an unknown make, newer white work van without windows on the side. It had no markings or damage. It was reported to be occupied by an adult white male driver and an adult white female passenger. A similar van with similar occupants was reported in Dexter at around 9 p.m. Sunday. Authorities say this is a good reminder to talk to your kids about being aware of their surroundings and reporting suspicious behavior. It's also a perfect reminder to adults that if you see or hear something suspicious, it's always a good idea to immediately report it to law enforcement. More than four dozen Iowa communities will take part in this week's National Night Out. The events are always held on the first Tuesday of August. Hamilton County Sheriff Doug Timmons says it's an effort to foster relationships between law enforcement and the towns they serve.
What this is a community-based policing to get people to come out, see who we are, see that we're everyday citizens. Come and look at our stuff. Come and have a quick meal. We got games for the kids, handouts for the kids. We got some blue light bulbs to help people support us. There's going to be a lot of fun activities and a lot of donated stuff.
The National Association of Town Watch launched the event in 1984, and now thousands of communities nationwide take part every year. Matt Peskin is the event's national project coordinator.
On this night, people go outside with their neighbors and local police, and they host block parties, cookouts, parades, festivals, all different types of things to get people out, meeting their neighbors, meeting local law enforcement, and hopefully strengthening crime prevention and safety in their areas.
Now, to see if your community is participating in the National Night Out tomorrow, you can go to www.natw.org. Locally, and it's the event will be held in Bridgewater, Carroll, Carter Lake, Council Bluffs, and Red Oak. Dare County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Saturday released a report on recent arrests and warrants served. Vandewater says on July 29th, 54-year-old Mark Allen Jacobson of Exira was arrested in a dare on charges of interference with official acts and third-degree harassment. Jacobson was released later that same day on a $300 cash bond. Also arrested July 29th was 26-year-old Heather Lynn Armstrong of Adel. She was taken into custody in Greenfield on an Adair County felony warrant for probation violation after failing to appear at her bond hearing in August of last year. Armstrong was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. On August 1st, 25-year-old Dakota Eugene Brown of Creston was arrested on Union County warrants for theft in the first degree, a felony, and failure to appear in court on April 21st of last year. His bond was set at $10,000. Brown was turned over to Union County authorities. Also arrested August 1st was 26-year-old Dalton James Cormini of Creston, who was taken into custody on a felony Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. 28-year-old Hannah Rose Maudlin of Des Moines was booked into the Adair County Jail on August the 1st under a court order that requires her to serve 45 days, less time already served. On August 2nd, 29-year-old Tristan Raju Carter of Stewart was arrested and held in the Adair County Jail under a warrant from Polk County for possession of methamphetamine, first offense. Carter was turned over to Polk County deputies on August 3rd. and 32-year-old Matthew James Hopes of Adair was arrested in Adair on August the 3rd on a felony warrant out of Adair County for sexual abuse in the second degree. Hopes was being held in the Adair County Jail without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. And officials of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Friday a district judge sentenced 45-year-old Dale Volney Freeman of Council Bluffs to serve 10 years in prison or 120 months for possession of methamphetamine. Freeman was also ordered to serve 7 years of supervised release following his imprisonment and pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. He had pled guilty to the charge on March 23rd. In our funeral announcements, Donald Jensen, age 82 of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Jensen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lorraine Hansen Knudsen, age 91 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Lorraine Hansen Knudsen will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Joanne Weirich, age 86 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Joanne Weirich will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helene Crowell, age 89 of Linden, died Tuesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Helene Crowell will be on today at 1 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Dan Donahue, age 81 of Panora, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dan Donahue will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Troy Gerard Smith, age 47 of Harlan, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Troy Smith will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gary Allen, age 79 of Harlan, died July 28th. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Monroe Chapel in rural Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Nadine Holloway, age 80 of Linden, died Saturday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Nadine Holloway will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. The news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.